Welcome to this very special episode again. Every episode is special, no?
Super special.
But it's episode 17 of the Low Carb Universe Show. And Bitte and I have, this weekend, we were out on an adventure.
It really was.
And it really was in so many ways.
Awesome, fantastic adventure.
Yes. Where were we?
We were in London.
Yes.
At the Public Health Collaborations Conference. Yeah, I have to pinch myself.
Yeah, me too.
We met so many awesome people, and we met guests from and speakers from our events. It was totally awesome.
Yeah, it was a fantastic networking event, and we made so many new connections and reconnected with old people that we already knew and listened to amazing speakers.
Yeah.
And but let's start with the venue.
Yeah.
Like, that was brilliant. Because yes, it was at the Royal College of General Practitioners. And if you know anything about the healthcare sort of sector, you know that doctors are generally not so pro low carb and real food and stuff. The fact that Sam Feltham, who is the organizer of this event, really, the fact that he had managed to get that venue was fantastic.
Yeah.
Just from like a symbolic standpoint. Also, it was gorgeous.
Yes. It was awesome. It was a really good place to be in. How many were we? Were we like?
Ooh, I don't know. I heard rumors about 300 or 350 or something.
Yeah, something like that. Days.
So, but there were single day tickets available. So it could have been 700 total. Yeah. Yes.
quite a few of us, but went both days.
Yeah.
And for the dinner as well.
Go to the VIP mingle dinner.
Yeah.
With all the speakers and
a lot of guests.
Yeah. Awesome guests. And had a great time.
Yes, on the rooftop.
Yes.
Of the building. That was cool. And what the weather was like, perfect.
It really was.
Yeah. So should we start?
We also that we did actually manage to glam up for this.
Yes.
Very hastily.
Yes, in a very small toilet. we slipped into our
bling bling dresses. Well, yours was bling bling. Mine.
I was bling. You were black.
Yeah.
But it was a blingy dress. I think. Yeah, it was.
Anyway,
you have to keep up with style, you know.
Yes, we do. We do have a reputation to keep up now.
Yes, we do have that.
Oh, and we were interviewed at that dinner. We were interviewed for the Keto Woman podcast.
Yes.
So we're super excited to hear.
Yes, that would be awesome to hear. And we also got interviewed by the Diet Doctor team.
Yes, we were. Yeah, both
on
of us.
On women health issues.
Yeah. I'm wondering if we gave similar answers to the Diet Doctor interview.
I don't think so. since I'm not super expert on special, I'm very good at what food to eat and take care of yourself in general.
Yeah.
But I'm not deep into special areas of health. When it comes to women health, I'm an expert on myself.
I think that's the case for most women.
Yeah. So I was answering mostly out of my own experience.
Yeah.
So it isn't wrong, even if you think it sounds stupid. It's right for me.
Exactly. And that provides another perspective.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely. That was a nice thing they did.
Yeah.
Sort of our speakers interviews.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those you can actually watch.
Inspiring.
Yeah, and those you can actually watch on YouTube.
Yes,
YouTube. We got channel.
Them, and hopefully we'll be filling it up the list.
Exactly.
With new speakers.
Yes.
Future.
Yes.
So, but we can start actually, I think, with Friday, because
we our feet are probably still sore.
Yeah.
from all the walking that we did on Friday.
We did a lot of walking, and I must say that London, all those small, those shops and coffee places with gluten-free stuff, with low-carb keto,
with organic alternatives,
organic stuff.
Yeah.
I was like in seventh heaven. Did we go? Did we walk into any normal shop boutique?
One or two where there was, you know, bling. But
bling boutiques, you have to. You can't just walk past them.
No, you can't. So it's organic and then bling, or bling and then organic. Like that's most, all that we did.
Actually,
all day.
Believe it or not, mostly organic and food for us. So.
We both have this weird thing when we go to a new place, though, both you and I know that we are fascinated by things that, you know, people have in other countries in their pharmacies and health food stores and health stores and stuff. So we were geeking out all of Friday.
Pharmacies. I love pharmacies.
I know, me too. How sick is that?
And I just have to make a memory from last year. I went to Paris for a couple of days with my youngest daughter, and it was the same there. It was those awesome shops and coffee places and restaurants where, since my daughter has celiac disease, it was like heaven for her because she could buy desserts and stuff like that, and food. She didn't have to be worried about the content.
Yeah, exactly.
So the ingredients. So yeah,
no, that's always a relief. But I have to say, though, I'm a little bit blah about no, because there was so much vegan stuff.
Yeah, but you know, live and let live.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
It goes so against my own nutritional beliefs.
Yep, same here.
Not to eat any animal product. I think they provide great stuff for our bodies. And I think most of us need it. Anyway, we're just going to let that slide. So Friday was awesome.
Yep. And it was nice to be walking that much. We were walking and walking and walking because we sat a lot.
Yeah, during the weekend.
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. So, because, of course, your conference, you sit a lot.
Exactly. But also because the vast majority of the speakers were so fantastic.
Yeah.
And we hadn't, or I at least hadn't heard all of them before. So I really wanted to make sure that I sat my butt in seats sort of thing and listening.
And nice, because all of them had something interesting to say.
Absolutely.
But some of them had some more interesting stuff to share.
Yeah, that's true. And but that's always the case.
It's always the case. But this was very special with Professor Tim Noakes visiting and lecturing.
It was really like meeting Jesus.
Yeah. that was
some heroes you meet.
Real, you know, he's there. We shook his hand.
He's a real person.
He's a real person, very kind a humble man.
Very humble, but at the same time, just so inspirational.
Oh, sweet guy.
Yeah.
And we had
you just want to hug him.
you just want to hug him. But and he got the most fantastic standing ovation. Yeah. I've ever experienced.
Yeah, that was goosebumps and tears.
We just stood up and clapping until our hands were bleeding.
Almost, yeah.
So worth it.
Yeah. I even get goosebumps just thinking about it now.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was such a fantastic moment.
Yeah. And then we had to mention, because we met one of our Low Carb Universe 18 speakers.
Yes.
A new one, Charlotte Summers.
Yes.
From Diabetes. Cool. Yeah. Diabetes.co.uk. Yeah. Awesome.
It was really
her. And
they've also just launched their Low Carb for Type 1 program, which I'm personally quite excited about.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear more about it.
Yeah. Really, really nice. So that's something you should look up if you're Taiwan.
Yeah.
Get up there and
Show.
Yeah. And then we met an astonishing lady for whom I have a great lot of respect, and that's Marika Sporos.
Oh my God, yes, she is wonderful.
I'm so starstruck because she's a reporter, a journalist.
Yeah, just like you.
S-S-S-M-I. Yeah. We're not playing in the same league.
Well, I don't think you've tried. So.
No, I haven't tried. No, I'm not going to. I feel defeated before even trying. No, one should do what one's best at.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
And she's so good at what she's doing. Oh, the
and
way
she's done so much for the low carb world. Oh. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Marika. Really. And it was awesome meeting you.
It was such an honor.
She was such a fab lady.
Yeah, she's so cool.
A really cool lady. She looked awesome, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. The Unwins,
yes.
Jennifer and David.
Yes.
And we heard them both speak. Super. Yeah. That
it's
was really,
really, really amazing information.
Yes.
And knowledge and just the energy to drive there, you know. Their little GP practice with the help of low carb, and it's just, you know, they achieve results that the rest of this island doesn't.
No, really inspiring couple.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And we had the opportunity to listen to Dr. Malhotra.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was something as well.
That was also something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do notice that he knows exactly what to say and how to present it.
Yes, he's professional.
He's
professional. And everybody was a good, every speaker was good. Not that, because, but he was he's been doing this. He's
and I think my point. I think he has more training than most.
Yes. Yes. And such a professional lecture and awesome content as well for that one. So I'm just pinching myself.
Yeah, I know. It feels like a dream.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow, there are so many amazing ones. But also very many sort of UK-based doctors and specialists and all these people that I might not have heard of before, they might not have crossed my my attention before because they are mainly locally based in the UK. A lot of diabetes speak, which I was very happy about, but I'm not sure that maybe everyone was.
A lot on diabetes,
although diabetes is a huge problem and a huge thing we have to tackle, but it was a lot of diabetes talk. And of course, we cannot forget to mention Sam the Man.
Sam the Man. Yes. What an awesome guy. What an energy. And how does he do it?
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing ketones.
Yeah, a lot of ketones in that guy.
Yeah.
and we have another former speaker that goes lecturing.
Yeah.
Trudy Deakin.
Yes, Trudy's been at both of our events.
Oh, she's...
And she is one classy lady.
She is. And she spoke at both LCU 17 and Keto Ladies. So,
and Sam was actually at LCU 17.
Yes, we know how to pick them.
Yes.
They're real good names.
So we had a bit of a low carb universe reunion with a lot of both speakers and guests.
Yeah, how many guests? 1, 2, 3, like 10 of our former guests.
Yeah.
That was a really nice surprise.
Yeah, that was a bit surreal, actually.
Yeah. And Martina Slajerova.
Of course.
She was a former guest and also a speaker at Keto Ladies, the Keto Diet app founder.
Her and her...
husband.
Partner.
Nikos.
Nikos, at least. Genius behind the Keto Diet app.
Yes. Hardworking guy.
Yes.
We started quite early Saturday.
Yeah.
We went there by 8 to register, and then we kept going with the lectures up until 6 o'clock almost.
Yeah. And then we had the mingle dinner afterwards, which was fantastic. Made so many fun connections there.
Yes.
That, I think we left at about 10 p.m.
10, so yeah.
Really long day.
Yeah, it was. We were thinking, we had planned to, okay, let's go party now.
Yeah. No. And then we started again at 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another long day, but yeah. So rewarding.
Very. I'm very happy that we took the time and effort to join and to support Sam and the gang.
Absolutely. And I am really looking forward to the next conference. Because
yeah, me too. I wonder where it's going to be.
Yes, I wonder that too. And, you know, I think that this conference is going to grow bigger and bigger. Yeah. And become an important part of all the change and spreading knowledge. Because we can say it's like a level up, the content high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And also because it is, I mean.
They're professionals.
Yeah, absolutely. And also that the public health collaboration, what they're trying to achieve is, of course, ultimately to change nutrition guidelines for public health, really. Yeah. And that, I think, is that's how we can really change people's health.
Yeah, and I think they will reach their goal.
I think
and
so, too.
At the same time, as I said, spread knowledge and awareness to other parts of the community as well.
Absolutely.
But I haven't yet, I think, melted it all down in my brain yet.
No, I haven't digested it at all. And this will take some time because it was epic.
It was truly epic. Yeah.
We finished off the
Sunday
with a big, fat, celebratory burger.
Oh, epic burger.
It was so good.
Yeah, and when you go into this place, the restaurant, you look at their menu, and they had this option, bunless burger.
Naked.
They are into this low-carb thing. They know how to attract the customers, because when you see that, you go like, yay!
Yeah, exactly. A place that understands.
And you don't have to be feeling like you're a grumpy customer and... Being, I don't want no bunny. You don't have to explain anything.
That's true.
I must really tell you, I was driven to the airport by the most awesome taxi driver.
Yes, sometimes you meet them.
Yeah, you sometimes meet those very special people. And he was another proof that people, like normal people, are getting so aware of the health and the food and everything. And he was diabetic, type 2, and he took no medicine.
Cool.
And we were discussing a lot of stuff, and I had to teach him that salt isn't dangerous.
I'm happy you're spreading the message.
Got wrong. But otherwise, so my visit, my awesome, fantastic, marvelous weekend in London ended in the best way it could ever end.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of energy from that guy. So...
thank you for a great company this weekend.
Oh, the same to you.
And it's so much fun that we've actually got to see each other, because we never really do.
We seldom do.
It's very special.
But if we were working together for real, IRL, every day, in real life, every day, we might get bored of each other.
That's true.
So this is the best
keep
solution.
It the way it is.
Awesome solution. So take care. And have a nice journey home.
Thank you. And I'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.